adversary walks about, seeking whom he may devour. Welcome back to Hackberry House, a podcast devoted to the Word of God and the persecuted Church of North Korea. This is podcast number 449. I'm Bob. It's April 18, 2016. Well, there's wonderful fellowship in the true Church of Jesus. We found a little bit of it last time reading through Spurgeon. But eventually we have to face Apollyon, our enemy, God's enemy. Let's start with Bunyan today in Pilgrim's Progress. He's going to take us a little ways here before we get back to Christian and Apollyon in the Spurgeon messages. Well, then Prudence thought good to ask him, Christian, a few questions and desired his answer to them. Prudence, do you not think sometimes of the country from whence you came? Yea, but with much shame and detestation. Truly, if I had been mindful of that country from whence I came out, I might have had opportunity to have returned, but now I desire a better country, that is, a heavenly. Do you not yet bear away with you some of the things that you were conversant with before? Yes, but greatly against my will, especially my inward and carnal cogitations, and with which all my countrymen, as well as myself, were delighted. But now all those things are my grief, and might I but choose my own things, I would choose never to think of those things more. But when I would be doing of that which is best, that which is worst in me. Do you not find sometimes as if those things were vanquished, which at other times are your perplexity? Yes, but that is but seldom. But they are to me golden hours in which such things happen to me. Can you remember by what means you find your annoyance at times, as if they were vanquished? Yes, when I think what I saw at the cross, that will do it. And when I look upon my broidered coat, that will do it. Also, when I look into the roll that I carry in my bosom, that will do it. And when my thoughts wax warm about whither I am going, that will do it. And what is it that makes you so desirous to go to Mount Zion? Why, there I hope to see him alive that did hang dead on the cross. And there I hope to be rid of all those things that to this day are in me, an annoyance to me. There, they say, there is no death. And there I shall dwell with such company as I like best. For to tell you truth, I love him, because I was by him eased of my burden, and I am weary of my inward sickness. I would fain be where I shall die no more, and with the company that shall continually cry, Holy, holy, holy. Then said Charity to Christian, Have you a family? Are you a married man? I have a wife and four small children. And why did you not bring them along with you? Then Christian wept and said, Oh, how willingly would I have done it, but they were all of them utterly averse to my going on a pilgrimage. But you should have talked to them and have endeavored to have shown them the danger of being behind. So I did. I told them also what God had showed me of the destruction of our city. But I seemed to them as one that mocked, and they believed me not. And did you pray to God that he would bless your counsel to them? Yes, and that with much affliction and affection, for you must think that my wife and poor children were very dear unto me. But did you tell them of your own sorrow and fear of destruction? For I suppose that destruction was visible enough to you. Yes, over and over and over. They might also see my fears in my countenance, in my tears, and also in my trembling under the apprehension of the judgment that did hang over our heads, but all was not sufficient to prevail with them to come with me. But what could they say for themselves, that why they came not? Well, my wife was afraid of losing this world, and my children were given to the foolish delights of youth. So what by one thing and what by another, they left me to wander in this manner alone. But did you not, with your vain life, damp all that you by words used, by way of persuasion, to bring them away with you? Indeed, I cannot commend my life, for I am conscious to myself of many failings therein. I know also that a man by his conversation may soon overthrow that what by argument or persuasion he doth labor to fasten with upon others for their good. Yet this I can say, I was very wary of giving them occasion, by any unseemly action, to make them averse to going on pilgrimage. Yea, for this very thing, they would tell me I was too precise, and that I denied myself of things for their sakes, in which they saw no evil. Nay, I think I may say that if what they saw in me did hinder them, it was my great tenderness in sinning against God, or of doing any wrong to my neighbor. Indeed, Cain hated his brother, because his own works were evil, and his brother's were righteous. And if thy wife and children have been offended with thee for this, they thereby show themselves to be implacable to good, and thou hast delivered thy soul from their blood. Now I saw in my dream, says Bunyan, that thus they sat talking together until supper was ready. And so when they had made ready, they sat down to meat. Now the table was furnished with fat things, and with wine that was well refined. And all their talk at the table was about the Lord of the Hill, as namely about what he had done, and wherefore he did what he did, and why he had built that house. And by what they said, I perceived that he had been a great warrior, and had fought with and slain him that had the power of death, but not without great danger to himself, which made me love him the more. For as they said, and as I believe, said Christian, he did it with the loss of much blood. But that which put glory of grace into all he did was that he did it of pure love to his country. And besides, there were some of them of the household that said they had seen and spoke with him since he did die on the cross. And they have attested that they have had it from their own lips that he is such a lover of poor pilgrims that the like is not to be found from the east to the west. They moreover gave an instance of what they affirmed, and that was he had stripped himself of his glory that he might do this for the poor, and that they heard him say and affirm that he would not dwell in the mountain of Zion alone. They said moreover that he had made many pilgrims princes, though by nature they were beggars born, and their original had been the dunghill. Thus they discoursed together till late at night, and after they had committed themselves to their Lord for protection, they betook themselves to rest. The pilgrim they laid in a large upper chamber, whose window opened towards the sun rising. The name of the chamber was Peace, where he slept till break of day. And then he awoke and sang, Where am I now? Is this the love and care of Jesus for the man that pilgrims are, thus to provide that I should be forgiven and dwell already the next door to heaven? And so in the morning they all got up, and after some more discourse, they told him that he should not depart until they had shewed him the rarities of that place. And first they had him into the study, where they shewed him records of the greatest antiquity, in which, as I remember my dreams, they showed him first the pedigree of the Lord of the Hill, that he was the son of the Ancient of Days, and came by an eternal generation. Here also was more fully recorded the acts that he had done, and the names of many hundreds that he had taken into his service, and how he had placed them in such habitations that he could neither by length of days nor decays of nature be dissolved. Then they read to him some of the worthy acts that some of his servants had done, as how they had subdued kingdoms and wrought righteousness, obtained promises and stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in flight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens, And then they read again in another part of the records of the house, where it was showed how willing their Lord was to receive into his favor any, even any, though they in time past had offered great affronts to his person and proceedings. Here also were several other histories of many other famous things, of all which Christian had a view, as of things both ancient and modern, together with prophecies and predictions of things that have their certain accomplishment, both to the dread and amazement of enemies and the comfort and solace of pilgrims. The next day they took him and had him into the armory, where they showed him all manner of furniture which their Lord had provided for pilgrims, as sword, shield, helmet, breastplate, all prayer, and shoes that would not wear out. And there was here enough of this to harness out as many men for the service of their Lord as there be stars in the heaven for multitude. They also shewed him some of the engines with which some of his servants had done wonderful things. They showed him Moses' rod, the hammer and nail with which Jesus, or that is Jael, slew Sisera, the pitchers, trumpets, and lamps, too, with which Gideon put to flight the armies of Midian. Then they showed him the ox's goad, wherewith Shamgar slew 600 men. They showed him also the jawbone, with which Samson did such mighty feats. They showed him, moreover, the sling and stone with which David slew Goliath of Gath, and the sword also with which their Lord will kill the man of sin in the day that he shall rise up to the prey. They showed him, besides, many excellent things with which Christian was much delighted. This done, they went to their rest again. And then I saw in my dream that on the morrow Christian got up to go forwards, but they desired him to stay till the next day also. And then they said, "We will, if the day be clear, show you the Delectable Mountains," which they said would yet farther add to his comfort, because they were nearer the desired haven than the place where at present he was. And so he consented and stayed. When the morning was up, they had him to the top of the house and bid him look south, and so he did. And behold, at a great distance he saw a most pleasant mountainous country, beautified with woods, vineyards, fruits of all sorts, flowers also, with springs and fountains, very delectable to behold. And then he asked the name of the country, and they said it was Emmanuel's land. "And it is as common," said they, "as this hill is to and for all the pilgrims. And when thou comest there, for thence thou mayest see to the gate of the celestial city, as the shepherds that live there will make appear." Now he bethought himself of setting forward, and they were willing that he should. But first, said they, let's go up into the armory. And so they did. And when he came there, they harnessed him from head to foot, with what was of proof, lest perhaps he should meet with assaults in the way. He being therefore thus accoutred, walked out with his friends to the gate, and there he asked the porter if he saw any pilgrim pass by. And then the porter answered, "Yes." Christian said, "Pray, did you know him?" Porter, "I asked his name, and he told me it was Faithful." "Oh," said Christian, "I know him. He's my townsman, my near neighbor. He comes from the place where I was born. How far do you think he may be before?" "He's got by this time below the hill." "Well," said Christian, "good porter, the Lord be with thee, and add to all thy blessings much increase for the kindness that thou hast showed to me." Now, at that point in Pilgrim's Progress, Mr. Spurgeon takes over, but the clock has just taken over here, so we're going to wait for tomorrow to get right over to Spurgeon, when he begins to talk of the same quotations as I have before me next in the book, of the confrontation between Christian and Apollyon. I hope you'll be able to be with me at that time. I know you don't want to miss these things. I sure don't. I'll be here, God willing. Hey, I have a course on the Quran right there on the website that you're at. Go there and look it up. A course on the Quran. There's a book available. We'll talk about that some other time. But you can find out by looking at by putting a search there on Sermon Audio, the name of the course. Just look up Quran, and you'll find the course. I hope you'll enjoy that and the other things that have been put there for you. Well, 1 Peter 5:8 was where we began today. It says, "Your adversary," we know that's the devil, "walks about, seeking whom he may devour." Amen.